Today's daf is daf Yutess, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yutess. Tomorrow Yutess. Yanni Kotchen. It's real heavy duty. Kotchen. So yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah says as follows. Interesting halacha. Hamafrish mikevo le'osham. We know the halacha is there's no such thing as offering a carbon osham from a female animal. The five hashamos say davening every day: hasham gezelos, hasham miilos, hasham shivcharufa, hasham nozir, hasham mitzera, hasham toloi. Six hashamos, six different types of hashamos. The most basic principle to remember about a carbon osham is that it is a male animal. Person comes along, he takes a female animal and says, I want this female animal to be my carbon osham. Hamafrish mikevo le'osham. The Mishnah says, what is the halacha? What do we do with this animal? Tira atche tistoeth. The animal cannot possibly go on the mizbeach as a carbon because it's female. On the other hand, you can't just redeem it. Just say, I want to take its kedusha and have it transferred to these coins, and I'll purchase a male animal, because the Mishnah seems to say that the animal indeed acquires kedusha saguf. It is sacred. It is actually a sacred animal, which really should go on the mizbeach. And the rule is, anytime we have an animal that is sacred, that should go on the mizbeach. And there's a technical reason why it cannot go on the mizbeach. We have to, before we can redeem it, we first must have it be disqualified. How do we disqualify it? It has to have develop a blemish. You're not allowed to inflict a blemish on an animal, so you have to let it graze or go out on its own until it gets injured, gets a blemish, and then bring it to the Kohen. He says it's a blemish or the Dayan, and now we can exchange, take its kedusha, remove it, and put it onto cash, onto coins, and with the coins you'll purchase a male animal. Tira atche tistoev viti mocher. After it receives a blemish, it will be sold. Uviyavi b'damecha asham, and with its money, you will purchase a male animal for a carbon asham. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara. Now I'm going to jump to the Gemara. The Gemara is a question. V'lemeli tistoev. The Gemara is a question. Why do I have to let it graze until it gets a blemish? Timocher. What's the big deal? It's a female animal. Yes. There's no greater blemish for a carbon asham than it being female. This is the ultimate blemish. Timocher. The Gemara, why? Kevon de lechazi lemilsa. Since it's not fit to be offered on the mizbech as a carbon asham, meaning that it is female, and an asham must be in a male animal. Lechazi lemilsa. Since it's not fit for its matter, what it's intended for, hainu mumma. This is the ultimate mum. Why not? So along comes the Gemara and explains, I just told you, Amar Yehuda Marav, hainu time, hainu tam. This is the reason the Armuinim Migu, the Nachdale Kedusha Stamim, Nachdanami Kedusha Sagov. It's a principle. The principle is that you're right. When the person when this individual sanctified this female animal for his carbon asham, you're right. There's no way it received immediately its Kedusha Sagov. Impossible. Did not happen. The original kedusha that this animal received was monetary kedusha. I'm going to take this animal, I'm going to sell it, and with its money and with its value, I'm going to buy it out. However, there's a new principle that takes over. It's out of your control. When an animal receives kedushas damim and it does not have a blemish, it automatically acquires kedushas hagur. That's the principle. Even though in this situation it doesn't make any sense, because in this situation you can't do it, this principle has a life of its own. If you have in front of you an animal, there's no such thing as giving an animal, a healthy animal that's fit to be offered as a carbon. Not necessarily this particular carbon you have in mind, but a carbon, a female animal, whatever it is, dealing over here with an animal that's fit for a carbon, some type of carbon, there's no such thing as giving an animal getting away without it getting sanctity of kedushas hagof. although you intended to give this animal kedushas damim, and the way we know that you only wanted to give this animal monetary sanctity, because there's no way in the world you can offer this animal for your karban asham, so the most you possibly could have given it was kedushas damim, you can't give it kedushas guf, yet the rule, there is a rule which has a life of its own. This is kedushas damim, and this is a healthy animal that has no blemish and can be fit for another karban. Automatically it's upgraded to Kedusha Saguf. Oh, so why can I take this animal now and offer this to Karban Shlamim? Karban Shlamim can come from a female animal. Since you said originally you want this to be an Asham, it's a problem. It's a problem. So you're stuck in the middle, you're in no man's land, you have no choice but to let it graze, get a blemish, and with the money you'll go and you'll buy, you know. A lot of different rules are converging, which put you in a situation, an impossible situation. It's a very strange Gemara, very strange concepts. Again, let's review what we have here. I have in front of me a female animal, and I want this to be my carbon asham. That's nonsense, because the animal itself cannot be your carbon asham. So what the Chazal read into your mind, or they interpret the law, the most we can do with this animal to accommodate your wish is to give this monetary sanctity, not physical, not sanctity that in itself will be offered on a kodush saguf. We only can give it monetary value. It's like cash. Okay, fine. So it has value, it has sanctity, that it will go towards the purchase of a karban asham. But now there's a new rule which has a life of its own. What did you just do? You gave an animal without a blemish sanctity, kedushas damim, and this animal is fit to be offered as a carbon somewhere else. Oh, automatically it gets upgraded to the higher level of sanctity of kedushas haguf. Oh, kedushas haguf. So let me offer it. You can't offer it. You can't offer it as an asham because it's a female, and you can't offer it as a carbon shlamim because you directed, you earmarked this animal for an asham. So it's stuck in the middle. The only solution is let it graze in the field until it gets a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, you'll then sell it, and with the money, you'll buy your carbon asham. Okay, that's the law. Along comes the Gemara, says Amar Rava, Zoysa Meres. We can derive the following principle, the following application. Hanafkamina. Hikdish Zocha Ladamav. Let's say a person was makdish a male animal for its, a different case entirely, for its value. You have in front of you a male animal. You have in front of you, you don't even need to have, why does it say Zohar? Hikdish Zocha Ladamav. Why does it say maybe carbon oil? That's why. Okay, let's say you have in front of you a male animal. A male animal, and you say, I want this animal, you want to limit its sanctity. I don't want to give this animal kedushas haguf. I don't want this actual animal to wind up on the mizbeach. I just want to say that this animal, its value, shall be used ultimately to purchase a carbon ola. That's all you said. You explicitly attempted to limit the sanctity of the animal. I want it to be Kodesh Ladamav. Automatically, once it gets sanctity for its value, the rule is another rule which has a life of its own, which you have no control over. Once it gets sanctity for its value, and it's a healthy animal, there's no blemish, automatically becomes Kedushas Haguf, and it itself must be offered on the Mizbeach, no ands, if, or buts. That's the halach. Okay, so we have here two halachas. Hikdash Zocha Ladamav, Kodesh Kedusha Guf. The Gemara says that this really is a machloek. Everyone really agrees. Even once upon a time, he disagreed with this principle, but eventually came around to acknowledging, yes, this is a principle which is 100% correct. Okay, so we have two examples. Don't worry about it. We're going to review it in a second when we get to Taisus. Taisus asks a kasha. Very nice question. It's very teeny little Taisus. V'teima. L'moiri harabeinu Rav Shmuel. Maishnami makdish lidmei nisachim da'amav aperakamah d'shvuah ke'en ha'kodesh kedush saguf. Here's the case. A person has a bottle of wine in front of him, and he says, I want this wine to have monetary sanctity. The money on this wine, the money, maishnami makdish lidmei nisachim. Do you ever come to Shavuos in a Kodesh to Shaguf? The Makdish, the Hosawi, I'm getting confused. Maishnami Makdish, L'dmei nisachim. And you makdish an animal for dmei nisachim. I'm getting confused. If I don't get this correct. Berakam b'shuas the inner kodesh shuzak. The person is makdish wine. Maybe I should look up this gemara very quickly now. Let me get gemara shuzak stafir aleph. I don't want to. Okay, I think I remember by heart now. So let me just do from memory before it doesn't take too long. Let's say a person has wine, a bottle of wine, and a person says about the bottle of wine, I want this wine to have monetary sanctity. So the rule is, it works. The makdish l'dmei nisachim, the amar perikam l'shuas, the ein kodesh, it works. What's the chiddush that it works? Because you would think that being that the wine itself is fit to be poured on the mizbeach, once it gets kedushas damim, it should automatically be upgraded for kedushas haguf. Yud aleph amid. Let me just look this up quickly. Okay, let's assume now, I think that the case is different than I originally thought. I'm making a mistake then. Kodesh, Kodushas, Aguf, Eidenim, Kamiach, Ashim, Tishon. Okay, the case is now we have a bottle of wine. I made a mistake. I think the case when you have in front of you an animal makes a very big difference. You have in front of you an animal and you say, I want the animal to have Kodushas, Damim, for Nisachim. Let's review the case. You have in front of you an animal and you state, I want this animal to acquire Kedusha, sanctity, so that monetary sanctity, I will sell this animal, and with the money I get by selling the animal, I will acquire Nisachim, Yayin, to pour on the Mizbeach. That's the case here in the Gemara. So the Gemara there says that the Nisachim do not get Kedusha. They get monetary kedusha. The wine indeed does get monetary kedusha, not the animal. Sorry, the animal. The animal does indeed get monetary kedusha, but the animal is not upgraded to the status of a carbon. Again, you have in front of you an animal, and you state, "I want this animal to have monetary kedusha, so I can sell it, and with the money, I will buy yayin for nisachim." The rule is, what you have said works. Indeed, the animal has monetary sanctity. You take the animal, you sell it with the money, you purchase Nisachim. The animal is not upgraded to the status of a carbon. So today's question is, what is going on? We just learned here now, Gemara, anytime you attempt to give an animal sanctity, I have in front of me an animal. I want to give the animal sanctity of Kedushas Damim. The second case of our Gemara, we have a Zohar, an animal, male animal, that is healthy, there's no blemish. And you explicitly state, I want to give this animal monetary sanctity, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to buy a carbon. So there's a rule which takes over, and that is once an animal indeed has monetary sanctity, and the animal itself is fit to be offered as a carbon, automatically it's upgraded to kedushas haguf, and you have to first let it graze until it gets a blemish. You have the same exact case in Masechta Shavuos. You have in front of you an animal, and you state, "I want this animal to receive monetary sanctity." So we should say, "Oh, it has monetary sanctity for the purpose of purchasing the sochin." But now that this animal indeed is healthy, there is no blemish, it should automatically be upgraded to kedusha saguf, and you should be required to let it graze and get a blemish before you can sell it.
For the purpose for which it was intended.
But it doesn't matter. See, that's over here as well. Let's go back to the first case. So there are really three cases. That's what comes out here. Let's look what we have. So Tosis gives an answer. Tosis says, "You're right. It's a very good kasha." He says, "You're right. It's a very difficult question. We have no choice but to say that Gemara Masechta Shavuos is following a different opinion, entirely different opinion. Not like what we say here in our Gemara." That's Tosis. Tosis, the question is so strong, we have to say there are different opinions. But let's review what we have here in total. In total, we have three separate cases. It's going to be enough to mean as soon we come to Halacha L'maisa. Three separate cases. What was the first case? The first case is, I take a female animal. I want this very animal to have sanctity for a carbon asham. I want to offer the female animal on the Mizbeach as an asham. That's case number one. Okay, what are you're trying to bestow kedushas guf. You have failed miserably. Why have you failed miserably? Because you can't bring a female animal as an asham. So how can we reconcile? How can we salvage your mistake? Well, you have an obligation to bring a carbon asham. So
bemaze it.
He knew what he's doing. Well, that's irrelevant. Even if he knows the halacha, it doesn't make a difference. This is what's going to be. We're going to salvage your words whether you did it b'shogeg or bemaze it. That's a separate point. Let's put that aside. It's a good point. We'll put that aside. This person tried to give kedusha saguf to an animal that is not fit to be offered the mizbech. We're going to salvage your words and we're going to make this into kedushas Domin, where you're going to take this animal and you're going to sell it, and with the money you're going to buy a male animal. But wait a minute, once it gets kedushas domim, there's a new rule which has a life of its own. Something which has kedushas domim is automatically upgraded to kedushas aguf, and this animal, the female animal, now has kedushas aguf, and you're stuck in the middle of nowhere. You can't bring it as this carbon, as that carbon. You have to let it graze to get a blemish. That was case number one. But the key point, the main chiddush of case number one, was what your attempt was. My goal was to give the animal itself kedushas aguf. I messed up. I blew it. Because you can't give a female animal kedush saguf. But that was your goal. Case number two, I tried to give the animal kedushas domim. I desperately tried to limit my kedusha. I have a healthy male animal. I want to give this animal only kedushas domim. And after it gets kedushas domim, I'm going to sell it. And with the money, I'm going to buy another animal. What happens there? It has a life of its own. Once you gave it kedushas damim and it's a healthy animal, it itself gets kedushas aguf. Case number three: I want to give the animal kedushas damim, but for what purpose? Not for the purpose of bringing the animal as a carbon, but for the purpose of bringing the animal as selling the animal, using the money for nesachim for yayin. So there, Tais says, you know, you're right. We should indeed apply the principle, but we don't because of different mandiyama. The Svasemis comes along and says, if not, I have an answer. It's not a kasha. I'm going to look with the Svasemis. The Svasemis is not Tosis. It's an Acharon. But you have many times Svasemis says things which I want to bring out a point with the Svasemis. But the Svasemis says, it's not a kasha. You need one of two conditions in order to trigger the rule that Domim turns into Guf. And you really touched upon this. Number one, either you try to give it Guf. Case number one. In case number one, that was my goal. My goal was, I want this animal to have kedushas aguf. You blew it, because a female animal cannot get. So what does it get? To salvage your words, we'll give it damim. Oh, but now we're going to trigger the other rule. Anytime the migu, once it gets damim, it gets guf. Do you know why we trigger the migu? Migul means once we go from this, we go to that. It's only because that was your original intent. Soif ma'isa machshava tchila. You wanted to give it go. Case number two, you know why we're going to trigger the migul? Because why not? There's nothing wrong with the animal. The animal itself is right to be the very carbon you want. I want to bring a carbon oil, but not this animal. I don't, this animal not. I like this animal. I want to save its life. I'm going to bring that animal. I don't have the animal in front of me now. So in the meantime, I want to give this monetary kedusha. But if this animal itself can be your carbon, why bother going with that animal? That's, we're also going to trigger migul. Once this animal is fit to be the carbon, it's automatically going to go. But case number two, the Sfasema says you're missing both conditions. You have two strikes against you. Number one, I don't want to give this animal kedushas haguf. I want to give this animal kedushas. I want to give this animal kedushas damim. Number two, is this animal right to be nesachim? No, it's not right to be nesachim. So you have two strikes against you. That's why the Gemara Masech the Shavuos Talocha is the animal is not going to get Kedushas HaGuf, it's not going to get Migul. We have three cases. Case number one and case number two, we apply the principle of Migul. In case number three, we do not apply the principle of Migul. Tosfos says, I don't know why, I don't know the difference, I don't understand. If we apply it in case number one and number two, we upgrade from Damim to Guf, we should upgrade from Damim to Guf in case number three as well. What's the difference? So the Sfasema says it's a very fundamental difference. In case number one and case number two, you have one of two things good going for you. In case number one, Soif Ma'aseh Machshava V'Tchila, you wanted to apply Kedushas Guf. So we're going to do that in some shape or form. Even though this animal cannot be what you originally intended, we have to make it first Damim, but being that you really wanted it to be Guf, so we'll get the Din Guf. Case number two, the animal itself is fit for your intended goal, so let it automatically be upgraded to Damim. In case number three, you're missing both of these conditions. You never wanted to give this animal Kedushas Guf. And number two, even if you wanted to give it Kedushas Guf, it's not the type of Guf you want to give it. You want to bring the Sachem one. You don't want to go bring a carbon and oila, so you can't compare case number three to case number one and number two. Okay, very nice. That's a very nice sugya. Gemara, shtickel Gemara with a shtickel Tysus. Enters the Mishnah Berurah. This is the halacha, which is, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And I first say, yeah, halacha. Most of us don't think much it's halacha, but it's ma'amis Shulchan Aruch. It's nagi halacha lemaisa. It's brought down. Also loymar al shum behema bein chay, whether it's alive, bein shkuta basa zele pesach. You have in front of you meat, you're going shopping, whether you go to Glatmart, Pomegranate, wherever you go, you're going for meat. And you go into the store and you see a good piece of meat, and this is going to be for my Pesach Seder, this meat. Basar zeh, those words, basar zeh lepesach. It is usur to say those words. When you go into the supermarket, you're not allowed to say basar zeh lepesach. Whether the animal is alive, that's really the primary case, or whether it's you're in pomegranate. Okay? Glamart, basar, you're not allowed to say it. Why not? Lefi shenire shekdishoy mechayim lekarbon pesach. Because if it's alive, certainly it looks like Karm Pesach. And what happens? It'll then get Kedusha Saguf. If it was a live animal, let's say it was a live animal, you have to let it graze to get the blemish and sell it with the money. You can't use the money because there is no Karm Pesach Bizman Hazer. We can't bring Karm Pesach. Shekdisha Mechayim with Karm Pesach. V'nim so Eichel Kadosh and Mechutz. Avul Yoimar, so you should say Basa Zel Yoim Toiv. You say it's for the Chag, you don't say it's Lepesach. Hagah. Then he talks about another thing. Let's jump to the end. Avol muter loy marchitim elu lepesach. But you can say wheat. Why can you say chitim elu lepesach? Maybe you can say now. You can say this wheat is lepesach. Okay, now let me read you some Mishnah Berurah and some of their Heitev. This it all comes from our Gemara. All the lumbus of what we just learned, the Gemara, and with Tysus.
Even though carbon pesach doesn't enter his mind.
Well, that's the problem. The problem is maybe he doesn't. That's maybe he does enter his mind. That's the whole issue. Shochnach Siman Tov Samachtes. This is Halach Shochnach. Mishnah Berurah says also Loimar Hainu L'Chatchila. Now, of course, the Mishnah Berurah points out that exactly what you're saying, that in our times, people don't think along these lines. So B'diyevet, you can be lenient if a person does say Basel Pesach. I mean, he goes through different opinions. Bottom line is, you can be lenient. B'zman Hazeh, you don't have to assume that's really what he meant, because we're so far removed from Karim Pesach. We know what he meant. But Hainu L'Chatchila, but the other in Lasa Basel, because the first thing he says, that it's okay, don't worry, if you make a mistake, you're in business. Al Shumehema, now here he goes and he says as follows. Hainu afilu hu katan vigam eino gedigitla. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says something over here which is off the topic. What kind of animal did you say? You're in the store, let's say you have a live animal. Basel, is this animal roy to be a Karm Pesach? Is this animal you a Karm Pesach comes from Tsoin Seh or a Gedi? It has to be within 1 year old. It has to be within 1 year. If it's more than 1 year old, it's no good. And if it's not, if it's an eagle from the eagle family, or it's a goat, it has to be a set or a gedi within Saint 1 year.
So
the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha, the prohibition to say basa zel lepesach, applies even if the animal is not roy to be offered as a carbon pesach.
In other words, it's a cow.
Correct, an eagle. Correct, a cow. Sharp. Yes, correct, exactly. The gam im einoy gedi utle the loy chaz lepesach gam can also why. Now, what's the reason? Because people are going. What's the whole? If you're dealing with a sheep that's within 1 year, people are going to suspect you're going to offer the animal as a Karban Pesach. But no one's going to suspect you're going to offer a cow as a Karban Pesach. So why is it aser? Because people are going to think I'm sanctifying it for its value, for its money.
Damim,
and with the money I'm going to sell the cow, and with the money I'm going to buy a Karban Pesach, but in the meantime they're going to suspect I did not yet redeem it. If I did not yet redeem it, it has sanctity, and you're being Moel Behegdish until you redeem it, it has sanctity. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that's not so simple. From the Mechaber, it's mashma that since you're dealing with a real Karm Pesach, the only time you have this real problem is when the animal is fit to be Karm Pesach. The Yesh Paiskim Shemachmim Gam Ala Oifos. Now what about Oifos the Dogim? Birds and fish, the Evshur Shekdishan Lidmei Midam Pesach, and some even mach when it comes to fish and birds, which is not shayich to bring. Let's go one more line. We'll see what I'm coming at in a moment. Vinei Av Shaharbe Mekilim Bezevesfulei the Kedasa Machabritz you make on Mikol Makom Lechatchil Totally Tzoch Loyloy Pesach the Kos Rachom Demash Noigim Loyma. Then he goes on to something else. Okay, let's stop here in the Mishnah and go to the Ber Hetev. Okay, the Ber Hetev says Uvidiyevet. Im Omar Basar Zel Pesach Kosva Bach Diyosar Apehenos Ein Shav Emes Tvarv Atzmai Seishim Lamashama Biyodeya. Why? Because it's Sarachim Deha Bach Mevi Rai Megemar Shein Olechot Shuva Lekein Yenolim Dibli Vitzla Yesh Lahachmir. That's our Gemara. Yesh Lahachmir Bidiyeved by Gdi Utle. The Mogen Avram asked the kash on this halacha. The Mishnah doesn't bring it down, but it's put down here in the Behetev. What in the world is going on? What's going on over here? What does it say in Al Gemara? Al Gemara says if you makdish ledamim, if you makdish an animal for its value, and the animal itself is not roy to be. So it's not right to be the carbon.
Sure.
Automatically, the shor. Automatically, it's upgraded to the status of kache aguf. Let's step back. No. Let's go to the first case. Let's go to case number one. Okay, we go to case number one, number two. Now, okay, what's the number one? Your person is makdish, a female animal for a carbon asham. Does that make any sense?
No.
Nonsense. Can't be. What is the halacha? What status does it get? It gets Kedusha Saguf. Oh, now let me take a step back. The Mishnah comes out from the Bach and the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone agrees if a person was Makdish an animal, Ladonin, and the animal has a blemish, everyone agrees no one's going to suspect you that you ate the animal before you redeemed it. That's okay. The only time there's an in of Chashad is where the animal has Kedusha Saguf and you have to wait until it gets a blemish before you can redeem it. So here's the problem. our Gemara, the Bach, the Morgan Avram, the Bach, they bring down is they want to be mechatzim, they want to be medayik in the words of the mechara. That meikar hadin, the only time we have this issue is only if the animal itself is fit to be a carbon pesach, a sheep or a gedi that's within 1 year. The animal itself is roy to be the actual carbon pesach. People see you in the store by the, I guess by in the herd, and you say basar zeh lepesach. Oh, he was makdish karban pesach bizman hazeh. There is no karban pesach bizman hazeh. He has to let it graze and get a blemish and redeem it. There's no way he's going to do that within before Pesach happens. It takes a few couple of months until the animal gets into an accident to get a blemish and he'll redeem it. And look, he's eating it on Pesach. Look, he's eating kedushas hagof without redemption. Where do you have that problem? From the Mechaber, it's mashma, only by an animal that's actually fit to be offered as a Karban Pesach. But let's say you would go to a cow and you would put your hands on the cow and you would say, Bas Zela Pesach, and everyone is watching you in the store. Then, according to the Mechaber, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because people will say to themselves, even if indeed he sanctified the cow Ledamim, big deal, Damim. It takes 10 seconds, he'll redeem it. I'll put some money on the table. I want to redeem the Kedushas Damim from my cow onto the money, and now he can eat the cow. That's what's mashma from the Mechaber. It's only usher to say Bas Zeh LePesach only when you're dealing with an animal that is actually fit for... is actually fit for the Karban Pesach itself. But the animal, that's when it will get Kedusha Saguf, and that's when you need this complex process of redemption. But if the animal is not fit for the Karban Pesach itself, it only has Kedusha Stamim, then there's nothing to worry about. And then you can say Basa LePesach, because people, even if they suspect that you gave it Kedusha Stamim, you'll be able to redeem it instantly. Magen Avraham is the kash. That's not true. It's referring to Gemara Masechta Tumura and Daf Yud Tes Lamed Beis, where the Mishnah says that if you makdish a carbon, a female animal as a carbon asham, a female animal is not roy to be offered on the mizbeach as a carbon asham. It's totally not fit. It's not fit whatsoever. A female animal as it can't be. So what's the rule? The rule is, so what, we have to salvage your nonsense. How are we going to salvage your nonsense? We're going to give it Kedushas Damim. But once it gets Kedushas Damim, automatically it has a life of its own. Kedushas Damim, a healthy animal, it's right. It's not fit for this animal, but it's fit for another carbon. It gets Kedushas Aguf. And the male of the Mishnah says, Yiratshe Yistohev. So what are you accomplishing? Even if you go into the store and there's a cow in front of you and you say, I want this cow to be for my carbon Pesach, so it's nonsense. It can't be carbon Pesach, so what's it going to get? It's going to get Kedushas Damim. And because your Kavan wants to give it Kedushas Aguf, It's a healthy animal, there's no blemish. It's going to be upgraded from Damim to Guf, and now it should be awesome. People are going to suspect you eating this without redemption. So how can the Mechaber, from a careful reason of his words, imply that the only time the prohibition applies is only in a case where you're dealing with an animal that's fit for the Karban Pesach? The same rule should apply where the animal is not fit for Karban Pesach. It's a very strong kasha that shouldn't make a difference whether it's fit or not fit. And the other thing, one thing is very good though. What about a situation where you go and you say, I want to get fish. You go, this fish is for Pesach. Let's say the same exact principle. Or let's say you say that this chitin, the wheat, that's the last case in the Mishnah Berurah, the last case is the wheat shall be for Pesach. Why isn't there an issue? Why isn't there an issue in that situation? But the wheat, the wheat is indeed fit for what the it's not for mass, but it's fit for menachos. So why don't we say that it should automatically be upgraded, so that you have the answer of Tosfos. Tosfos was case number three. Case number three was where a person says he wants to give kedushas. Well, that's where he says lepesel. It's not an exact case. But when you say you want to give kedushas, okay, let's talk about the case of fish. When you say you want to give, this fish shall be for a carbon Pesach, that's fine. Because there it's not shaykh for that object to be offered on the Mizbeach. And also birds. Birds is not shaykh for birds. Well, birds can be carbonous, but I guess we're dealing with types of birds that are only turn b'nayoyna. We're dealing with, the only birds that are fit for a carbon are turn b'nayoyna. So our type of birds are not shaykh for a carbon Pesach. So there's no problem whatsoever. So that's why it's... But what is a tzarchin, l'choira? What is a tzarchin? So I want to focus on... The Mechaber says that it's a dover posh admod, that when you say another tzarchin, another tzarchin, besides the tzarchin that the Bach that the Be'er Heitiv has on the Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham's kasha on the Mechaber is wheat. What was the case of wheat? The end of the life, first, I want this wheat to be for my Karban Pesach. So the Mechaber says, according to all opinions, you're in business. Why? Should be the same exact rule. It should be just like case number one. I want the wheat to be for a Karban Pesach. That's nonsense, correct? So what can that possibly mean for its money, for its value? For its value, and is the wheat itself right to be offered as a mincha on the Mizbeach? Yes. So once you have Kedusha Stamim, we have a life of its own, we have a rule that has a life of its own. Once something is fit, it's healthy, it's fit, it's no blemish, it should be upgraded to Kedusha Guf. And yet it's never partial, and then it's mutter. So to summarize, we have two major questions. Two major questions. We have a Mechaber. The Mechaber seems to say the only time there's a problem of saying Basar Zeh LePesach is only on an animal that is actually fit to be offered on the Mizbeach for Karban Pesach, a sheep and a gedi within its first year. But if a person, there's no prohibition of a person to say on a cow, I want this bas shall be LePesach. There's no prohibition. The question, why is it a problem where the animal is actually fit to be offered as a Karban Pesach? Because then you're automatically giving it sanctity as Kedusha Saguf. Kedusha Saguf, you're not allowed even unless you redeem it. People are going to suspect that you didn't have a chance to let it graze, get a blemish, to redeem it. If that is correct, then we're going to never miss the question. The same halacha should apply to the case where you makish a cow. You say, this cow shall be LePesach, because even if you're giving it Kedushas Damim, since the animal itself is right to be another type of animal, it should be upgraded to the status of Kedushas Haguf, and you'll have the same exact problem. And for that matter, you'll also have the problem when you're dealing with the Chitin. So what is going on? So the only way you can answer this question is you have to say is that the case where the animal is not itself right to be offered on the Mizbeach is equivalent to case number 3 of Tosfos. Why? Because Bizman Hazeh there is no carbon Pesach. So it's we in our times, in the time of the Gemara, the Mishnah doing the Beis HaMikdash, and a person makes a statement, I want this animal to be, then you're dealing with the real situation, automatically we're going to apply the words of Migu. But being that today there is no Beis HaMikdash, everything is one notch lower. So just like in our Tosfos, when we go one notch, what's the case of one notch lower? Where you say, I want this to be for Kedushas Damim, I want this to be for value, and it's an object which itself is not roy for this particular thing that I want it to be. I have in front of me an animal. I want the animal to have damim for nisachim. Two strikes against you. Number one, the animal is not nisachim. Number two, you try to limit your kedusha to damim and not to give it give guf. So being that in our times, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And when a person says, basar zeh lepesach, it's already a chumer to say that we should interpret as if he means Kedusha Guf. When you're dealing with something which is not itself roy to be a Karban Pesach, a cow, or chitim, it's not roy to be a Karban Pesach, and in Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we consider it as if you really meant to say it shall be Ledomin. So now that's equivalent to Tosfos. When a person says he wants something to be Lidomim, and it itself is not roi to go on the Mizbech for his intended purpose, then you have two strikes against you, and it's mutter, there's no prohibition, it indeed does get Domim. So it's perfect. It's a very, if the animal itself is roi to be go on the Mizbeach, and you, that's really equivalent Bizman Hazeh to case number two, you have to remember, put everything in perspective. There are three cases in our Gemara. Case 1, 2, and 3. So if you start out learning the Mechaber that everything is like case number 1, you got a big problem. Because everything then will follow case 1 and case number 2. And the common denominator of case number 1 and case number 2 is, it has Kedusha Saguf, and then Shulchan Aruch, you're in trouble. But if you learn that Bizman Hazeh, there is no way of the person's Kavan really is not that it should be Kedusha Saguf. It should be Kedusha Stam. So then we deal with case 2 and 3. So case 2 is indeed a problem, as the Machaber indeed says in the case we deal with yam that's fit to be roi for Karm Pesach, and it's fit to be roi for Karm Pesach, so what are you really saying? I want this sheep or this kedish to get kedushas domim. That was case number two. Since yamel itself is roi to be kedushas haguf, it automatically is upgraded to kedushas haguf. But case number three, I want the wheat to be my Karm Pesach, I want a cow to be my Karm Pesach. For what? For domim! For domim! Also, you want to upgrade the domim to kedusha saguf? Now when you have two strikes against you, because you want to limit the kedusha to domim, and number two, the object itself is not roi to be the Karban Pesach, then it does only gets kedusha stam, which can be redeemed instantly without any kedusha saguf. The first case where I want the Karban Pesach, the animal which is roi to be Karban Pesach, to get kedushas domin, being the animal itself is roi to be kedushas domin Karban Pesach, it automatically. So the point I want to make is just in half a sentence is that when you learn this halacha mechav shulchan aruch, you're misled to believe that when a person says basa zel pesach, you're actually sanctifying the meat as kedushas haguf on an animal, on a sheep. That's not true. Because of that, when a person goes into Glatmart and he says, I want this animal, that's a living animal in front of me, I want this animal to be my Karban Pesach, to be kedushas haguf, then you're in a lot of trouble for the rest of the simen. Nothing in the everything. Then the next part of the simen, you're in trouble when it comes to wheat and when it comes to animals by a cow. But if you learn the mechaber, when a person walks into Glamon and says, I want this animal to be lePesach, in our times, bizman hazeh, you mean lidnei Pesach, okay, you're in trouble, because it's a sheep. So you're trying to give kedusha stamim to an animal that it itself is fit to be offered as a Karban Pesach. That's case number two in the Gemara. You're right, you're in trouble. But when you go now down to case number, in the next part of the Shulchan Aruch, with wheat, and with trying to makdish a cow, so I'm trying to give cow kedusha stam for Pesach, I'm trying to give wheat kedusha stam for Pesach, that's equivalent to Tosis's kasha, when you want to give an animal kedusha for nesachim, kedusha stam for nesach. When you want to give an animal kedusha stam for nesachim, you're in business. It does not get kedusha saguf, because you don't have the two strikes against you according to the Sfasanis. And that's perfectly understandable why the wheat is not going to be a problem and why the cow is not going to be a problem. So it's misleading. I mean, this ends all the questions. The Berhetev and the Mishnah Berurah, Berhetev presents all of these questions. But all these questions are working with the assumption that the person's kavana, when you start off in Shulchan Aruch with a sheep or a gedi, is that it itself should have kedushas haguf. But now that we have the Sfas Emes to explain the difference between the case number 1, 2 and case number 3, you don't need to say that. Adarabo, no one today is going to walk in Bizman HaZeh and say that you want the animal to be Kedushas HaGuf. The most you would want to say is it should be Kedushas Dam. And Kedushas Dam is upgraded to Kedushas HaGuf, provided that it itself is right to be offered on the Mizbeach. But when you try to give Kedushas Dam to an object which it itself is not right to go on the Mizbeach like a cow or like wheat, then that is the Gemara where it only gets kedushas domin and not kedush saguf, and there's no chshar because you can instantly redeem without letting it get a blemish.
Aren't you very